God is sovereign. Come on, He is. He's sovereign. God knows what He's doing. He's got everything under control. And everything that God does is perfect. Can we agree on that? God's plans are perfect. God's provision is perfect. And God's timing is perfect. On this 10-year anniversary, I want to kind of dive into that truth, just shortly. It's going to be a brief message, but I believe we need to look at this right now, right here and right now. And that is that God's timing is perfect. That's the title of this short message. God's timing is perfect. Church, this is a move. We've been talking about that for the last 5 weeks, but we've been living it. We've been living the move of God the last 10 years. This is a move, and God's timing is perfect. And so this week, as I was praying, and the Lord just brings things to mind, He took me to a story that I want to share with you. Kind of help frame what God is saying to us today. There's this man who reached the end of his rope, and he said this. He said, "One day I wanted to quit. I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to run away from my relationships, ditch my family, and really run from my spiritual journey. I just wanted to quit life. Stop the world and let me off." That's where he was. So he said that he went into the woods to talk to God one last time. "God," he said, "can you give me one good reason not to quit?" And so the rest of this is God talking. "Yes. Look around," God said. "Do you see the fern seeds and the bamboo seeds and all the plants in the woods where you're standing right now?" "Yes," the man replied. Then God said, "Well, I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds. I took very good care of them. I gave them light. I gave them water. The fern grew quickly from the earth. Its brilliant green covered the floor. Yet nothing came from the bamboo seed. But I didn't quit on the bamboo. In the second year, the fern grew more vibrant and plentiful. But again, nothing came from the bamboo seed. But the Lord said, I didn't quit on the bamboo. God said then in the third and the fourth years, there was still nothing from the bamboo. But I would not quit." God continued sharing with this man and said, "In the fifth year, a tiny sprout emerged from the earth. Compared to the fern, it was seemingly small and insignificant. But just 6 months later, that bamboo rose to over 100 feet tall. It had spent the 5 unseen years growing roots." Now check this out. See where God's taken us here. "Those 5 unseen years, it was growing roots. Those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to survive." And God continued to talk to this man. He said, "I wouldn't give any of my creations a challenge it couldn't handle. Did you know, my child, that all this time that you've been struggling and waiting, that you've actually been growing roots?" The Lord concluded with this statement to this man. He said, "I wouldn't quit on the bamboo, and I will never quit on you." Amen? But have you ever cried out, "How long? How long, oh God?" Come on, I bet everyone in the room, you're lying if you haven't. How long, God? How long is this going to happen? How long do I have to endure this? How long until my kids come around and stop doing crazy things that are hurting them? How long until they know Jesus as their Lord and Savior? How long do I have to deal with this hurt and this pain and the sickness that's been all over me for decades? How long until my body is healed? How long until the hurt stops? I mean, have you ever been at that place where you're just kind of almost getting tired of asking God again and again for something that just doesn't seem to be happening? Right? We've all been there. And maybe we're there right now. We're desperate. We need God to move in our lives right now. That's where we are. We're like, "I need you to move right now, God. Right now." But rest assured, God's timing is perfect. God is aware, He's at work, and He likes hearing your prayers. And He wants you to pour out your heart to him. And his timing is perfect in our life. We spent the last 5 weeks following the Israelites on their move out of the desert. They did some things that got them in the desert for 40 years. But after 40 years, they move out of the desert. They cross the Jordan with Joshua and the Israelites. And it was God's perfect timing. Why not 35 years? Why not 12 days? Why ever? Because God's timing is perfect. His plans are perfect. Remember, we said he's sovereign. Everything he does is perfect, and when he does it, it is perfect. Maybe you feel like you've been in a desert season, like those Israelites. Maybe you feel like you've been wandering. Maybe you have been for 40 years. Maybe it's just been 40 days for somebody here in this room. But I want to say this. God's timing is perfect. Whatever it is you're dealing with, God's timing is perfect. Wait for it. But how do we wait? At age 40, Caleb, we're back to the Israelites here. Caleb saw the promised land when he was 40 years old. He's one of the spies that went over in the promised land. He checked it out. He came back to Moses and he said, let's go. Let's get it on right now. Let's go. It's flowing with milk and honey, and God is able. Let's take the land. But the folks that he was running with, except Joshua, the other guys, they didn't feel that way. They allowed fear to creep in, and so it didn't happen. This guy, Caleb, had to wait 40 years before he went into the promised land, 45 years until he took hold of the actual promise that God had for him. Check it out. Look here in Joshua chapter 14, verse 7. This is Caleb speaking. He said, I was 40 years old when Moses, a servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. I want to say something before we continue on. The Lord just has me saying this right now. What are your convictions? What is motivating your convictions? Is it the circumstances of life, or is it maybe something or someone else? So Caleb, he brought back a report to Moses. According to my convictions, he said, but my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. So did you see it? How did Caleb wait? Did you see it? God's timing is perfect. How did Caleb wait? He followed the Lord wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. He followed him wholeheartedly, meaning Caleb didn't give up. Believe me, he was probably, his flesh was probably a little frustrated that he had to walk around in the desert with the rest of these faithless people who were operating in fear. But in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all of that disappointment and having to endure something that wasn't even his fault, you don't have to raise your hands, but are you enduring something in your life that wasn't your fault? You're not the first. You're not the first. But Caleb endured it this way, wholeheartedly. He never gave up. Day in and day out, this man trusted the Lord. He did the next right thing. So why this message this week? What is God saying to Evident Life Church? Well, let's check out our journey just a little bit here. God planted Evident Life Church 10 years ago. We're all on board with that now. We all know that, right? We've been here long enough in this meeting. Yeah, so we know that. 10 years ago. And he gave us provision. He gave us purpose. He gave us plans and promises. The size of this church, as you saw just earlier, it started off small. Three families. Small. The size was small, but the mission and the calling and the vision that God gave this church wasn't small. God gave us words about impact that we would have in our town and around the world. And you've heard a little bit about that this morning. This impact would be significant, meaningful, and profound. How many of you know that when God does something, it's not just a little splash? I mean, it's like it's big time, right? When God moves, I mean, his plans are big. He didn't come, you know, just to do a little. He came to save the world. He came to push back darkness. What God does is big, significant, profound. But like that bamboo plant during those first 10 years, Evident Life Church, our roots were growing deep. It started small. It was that seed. I think somebody even talked about that. Matt, you talked about that when you were up here. It started as a seed, like that bamboo. Remember the Lord told us about the roots of Evident Life Church? Y'all remember that? It was in our first year. And God gave us a prophetic word. He said the roots of Evident Life go deep. The roots of Evident Life go deep. Deep being acrostic for discipleship, evangelism, encountering God's presence, and prayer. And we know prayer isn't the last. It's the most dominant central. It's like the taproot of the tree. The roots of an Evident Life go deep. And so over these past 10 years, God has been developing the roots of this church. He's been at work, and here we are, the foundation of faith and faithfulness being established in all of us. God testing us and trying us and making us stronger, equipping us, putting things in place for what he has planned in this next season. We're a people of prayer now, pursuing God and loving others. That's the vision God has given us, and that's who we are. Those roots have been planted. We've been blessed to see some beginning evidence of what God has done. You heard about some of it. You saw some of it on the videos earlier. We've seen the beginning of what God has planned for this church. Let me say that again. We've seen the beginning. We've just seen the beginning. It's only the beginning. But even those first fruits are pretty amazing. Salvations, water baptisms, we're going to have a few more. Because God's still moving, isn't he? He's doing it. It's not slowing down. He's not slowing down. Do you think he's tired? He's not tired. He's still doing it. We've seen impact. We've seen life transformation. I've seen some of you get freed and delivered from addiction and things that the devil was using to take you down and to destroy your family. But God showed up. But God showed up. Evidence of the glory of God in our lives. We've had some influence in our community for God's glory, not for us, not for any agenda other than for the kingdom of God. I can go on and on, but I believe the Lord wants us to know that like that bamboo, we've only seen the initial sprouts of what he's planted. We really have. We've only seen the beginning. I think I got a picture of that. Something like that, like a sprout. This is it. I mean, that's just a little sprout. I know it's all blown up on the screen, but it's probably only about 6 inches tall. It's a bamboo sprout. I think this is what God has done so far here. And it's amazing because it's life. It's life, it's creation already that's happened. But it's just the beginning. I believe God is moving Evident Life Church into a season of greater growth and impact, the kind of impact and ministry that needs deep roots. Those deep roots that he's been forming in us these last 10 years. Remember, God's timing is important. It was for the Israelites, and it is for us. He planted us 10 years ago in 2019. God's timing is perfect. That was perfect. Why not 2010? It's a round number. It just makes more sense. 2009, the second Sunday of September. God's timing was perfect in that. That's part of the story. He planted us in Gilbert, Arizona. And in 2014, he moved us to this location right here. In the heart of our community, you know, we're in what's called the Heritage District. It's a small little area. The Heritage District. It's a place where this community was formed and founded. It's the place where all the action was in the beginning. And if you're ever here on the weekends, it's where so much of the action of this community is right now. And in 2014, God gave us this space. And his timing is perfect in that. And now it's 2019. We've taken over the front of our building. We're no longer going to be tucked away, kind of that, is there a church? What's really going on there? No. He's given us, we've been able to financially now take over the front of the building that we own. And we're able now in 2019 to get up close and personal and start reaching out to our community, impacting our community, bringing Jesus to our community in new and exciting ways. And we're listening to the Lord. We're learning to listen to him and what that means and being faithful to take that next step and do the right thing. God's timing in all of this is perfect. It's perfect. You know, we've already moved up to the front of the building. We just got it in July, right? But we've already, you know what we moved up there first? Prayer. So our prayer room is up there now. And our prayer meetings, our weekly prayer meetings that we have are now up in the front of the building. So as God is moving us and launching us and growing us like those bamboo trees, which I believe it's going to be accelerated growth. And I'm talking not just numerics, I'm talking about impact. I'm talking about kingdom growth and impact. And so we move prayer up there first. I would like to say that I'm just such a super spiritual person that, of course, that's what you lead with because that's what God led with. But no, God just had us do that because he knows that sometimes, you know, he just has to do things because I might be a little bit slow of the game. But the bottom line is this, is that God had us bring prayer to the front and move forward with prayer first. You look throughout the Word of God, God had the people of He led with prayer and worship. When the people of God would move, it would be the priests and the worshipers that would almost always be at the front of that move. And so God continues to do that with Evident Life Church. And so we've already taken the first step. We've done the next right thing. We've made the first step of our move, and it's prayer. We're going to take another move in October, and we're going to have what's called Community Nights. It's the next right thing. It's going to be basically, and we might change the names and all this stuff, it's going to be open house kind of things. We're going to have refreshments and games. Everyone's invited to come. Some music happening. As the mayor says, the best music in town. So come on now. Bring friends. It's going to be a fun environment. It's going to be a place of connecting with one another, first of all. And as we get better and better at that and better at hosting, we're going to be inviting our community in. We want to make this place available to this community on the weekends. We have a lot of families that come down here and they're standing around on the sidewalks waiting for a table for an hour. What if we had a place that could serve them, that could serve their children while they're waiting? God's doing stuff. He's giving us ideas. And if the Lord puts something in your brain, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, please come share it with us because we want to hear what God's saying through the whole church. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, Abraham, when he invited people on his front porch, which we might be calling that the front porch, when Abraham invited people on his front porch, something pretty spectacular happened. He ended up entertaining angels, right? So who knows what's going to happen as we open up our front porch and just invite in the community. It's going to be wonderful. What a great opportunity. So God has perfect timing for everything in our lives. A perfect time to meet your own needs. And you need to know that. Because some of you have big needs, and I get it. God has a perfect time to save our loved ones. He has a perfect time if you're single. Now check this out. Might get a little whoop whoop out of this. If you're single, he has a perfect time for you to meet your husband or your wife, your spouse. He's got a perfect time in that. And I want to say this. I don't know if you saw it on the video, but I don't know. God kind of brings people together in this church. So look out. You never know what might happen at Evident Life Church. You know what I'm saying? So God's got a perfect time, though. Don't stress about it. Just keep showing up. God's got a perfect time. He has a very day and hour for every trial to end. You need to know that. A day and an hour for every trial that we're dealing with. He has the perfect time for that to end. And a perfect time for Evident Life Church to reap the great harvest of God's kingdom. And when I say the great harvest of God's kingdom, again, we've only seen the beginning. I mean, I'm believing for thousands upon thousands coming to Christ, coming out of darkness, I'm believing for the gates of hell to be ripped off their hinges, for the lost to be found, for the hurting to find healing in Christ Jesus, for those that are struggling and being tormented by depression and other kind of stuff to find freedom and release from that. I'm talking big things. God has a perfect timing for that, and I believe we're right there. We've seen the beginning, but it's about to increase. So keep trusting, keep praying, keep asking, seeking, and knocking. I want to leave you with a couple scriptures, then we're going to have some baptisms. Isn't that exciting? Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good. How many of you get weary doing good? Okay, we all do, right? And so Paul's telling us, okay, you got to fight that. Don't become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So keep being who you are, saying what you know and giving what you have, Evident Life Church family. Be who you are. Say what you know. Give what you have. Don't grow tired in that. In the backdrop of eternity, we're still young. We're only 10 years old. Things have really just begun. You're on the ground floor of what God is doing right here in downtown Gilbert. You are. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. These are the good old days. They're the good old days. And I want to leave us with this passage. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Amen. Church, this is a move. And God's timing is perfect. And he's good, isn't he? Let's thank him for that. Amen. Amen.